Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
We're not big costume people. We kind of do the lazy costume route, like the costumes that make you go, oh.
That's lame.
That's us. For example, me, I have a sign that says, my grandma likes to wave at people. I'm Prince Harry.
Who?
Let himself go.
There you go.
Because I am way fatter than actual Prince Harry, but we have the same hairline. Team balding, baby.
Woo!
The one time being a balding ginger actually pays off. You are...
I am the invisible girl from The Incredibles.
Yes.
Because in the picture we took this morning, I'm not in it.
Exactly.
Because I don't have a costume.
Yeah, so we suck at the whole costume thing.
There's so much pressure, again, kind of like, you know, New Year's and long weekend and stuff like that. It's like, ooh, what are you doing for Halloween? Absolutely nothing, okay?
We are Debbie Downers here, for sure. We still love Halloween. We're still participating. We still kind of put a little bit of thought into it. But the reason I don't go with the big, huge, elaborate costume is because I have seen my friends completely burned in the past with these elaborate costumes.
Like in a fire?
No, Stacy. No. Let me finish the story.
Jeez, I was like, where is this going?
No, like the people who walk in and their costumes, like they have so many props with their costume. Like
elaborate.
Like the spider. Someone's always a spider for Halloween and they have the eight arms and legs attachment, hey?
Yeah.
And the first 5 minutes of the Halloween party or whatever, it's great, right?
Yeah.
Ha ha. Gail, you nailed it again. You look awesome. That's fantastic. The first 5 minutes of the party, great.
Yeah, you're riding that high where you're like, everybody loves this. This is amazing.
What about for the rest of the 4.5 hours that you're there?
You're just an awkward obstacle that everyone has to like, oh, sorry, excuse me. No one can sit next to you on the couch.
You can't go
How do you
through,
go to the bathroom if you're a girl?
You can't go through any doorway. You're just making life tougher for everyone else. Like the huge, elaborate costumes, they're great. For those 10 minutes and for the Instagram post, it's great.
And then, oh, sorry, keep going.
You got to think long term.
Yes.
Like those people are thinking short term. They're thinking of the short term glory. You're not thinking of the long term. You got to remember the long term.
Things like sitting down.
Yeah.
Or, you know what ends up happening too? Those people who do go all out and having a great costume, a little while in, they start ditching pieces of it. And so by the end of the night, someone's wearing a cardboard box and you're like, what are you? Oh, I was a robot before, but I took most of it off.
Yeah. One year, my friend was a bowl of Fruit Loops, got a bunch of pool noodles and cut them up. And they're Fruit Loops. Yeah, until the bowl broke and there's still pool noodles, like little bits of them, in my buddy's house. It was like 3 years ago. Another little story. I was Yukon Cornelius one year from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, yeah.
Silver and gold, like the prospector. I had to wear ski pants and a winter jacket and a toque indoors for 4 hours. Don't do that. Do you remember your worst Halloween costume?
When I was younger, I had a lot of those, and kids from the early 80s will remember this. It was those costumes that came in a little packet, and you got a shell mask, and it was like hard plastic with a little tiny elastic that went around your head, slots for your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Impossible to see out of.
Basic, or breathe, really. The amount of air that went through there was not adequate.
So unsafe.
And then you would wear some sort of plastic apron costume, and mine was a Tweety Bird one. I had a couple of those ones. Not great.
My mom dressed me up as a dog. When I was 3, it was like a onesie. So like picture a onesie. It had the floppy ears and everything. Every house that had a dog, though, nightmare city, population me. Because the dog would just come, oh, look at a best friend, and just hop on me.
A massive dog.
And then the owner is like, don't let it eat chocolate. Oh, yeah, that's what we have to worry about. Not the dog mauling my face. Yeah, okay, for sure. We got a text at 306-938-0963. This person has not told us their name, so I'm just going to make one up for her. Abigail. Abigail went as a mermaid one year with the tail and everything. Her and her friends went on a pub crawl. Horrible costume idea if you're going on a pub crawl.
Yeah.
A mermaid, right? They go to the hose. The hose.
That's 1,000 stairs.
Now, if you're not really from Saskatoon, you just moved here, the hose used to be an old fire hall. It has so many stairs. Imagine Abigail as a mermaid just hopping up those stairs at the hose. It's hard enough going down those stairs on a Friday night at the hose without a mermaid tail.
Yeah.
A lot of space talk on Cruise Mornings this week. We talked about water on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that chicken nugget that was launched into space.
Yep.
Apparently it tasted out of this world. More space talk. Why not? There's an asteroid that's been floating around in the Milky Way galaxy. Mm-hmm. I believe it's in the Milky Way galaxy. Apparently, this asteroid was on pace to become a planet.
Yes.
And then something in space hit it, and it stopped it from being a planet.
It's like it knocked it out of its process.
So basically now, this asteroid is like the core of a planet. Mm-hmm. So basically, it has a bunch of nickel and a bunch of very rare metals in there that are very valuable. How much is this asteroid worth?
They have valued it at $10,000 quadrillion dollars.
Oh.
And if you're wondering, that is one followed by 19 zeros.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
The size of Nova Scotia, apparently. If you were to want to, you know, properly imagine what this thing looks like. Mm-hmm. The size of Nova Scotia. I liked how the scientist described it. It's like a smashed Kinder Surprise egg. All prize, no chocolate shell. Thanks, scientists, for that great example.
That's a great metaphor right there. All metaphors should just use Kinder Surprise eggs.
It's very relatable.
Now, a lot of executives at NASA and space agencies, they want to go get this asteroid.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously use it because it's worth, I forget,
$10,000 quadrillion.
$10,000 quadrillion. That's mm-hmm. easy to say. They want to go get it, but they don't really know how. Because, you know, getting an asteroid the size of Nova Scotia, not exactly easy to do.
A net gun.
Oh, yeah.
You shoot a giant net around it, and then you pull it back to Earth.
You know how long it would take to sew that net?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably, right? Bad I have a idea. Better idea. We just watch the movie Armageddon.
Oh, yes.
And then do the exact opposite of what they did in that movie.
Oh, yeah, because they destroy it.
Exactly. And just in case, we'll bring Bruce Willis along.
Kay.
So if stuff does start to hit the fan, he can sacrifice himself, just like in that movie. Aww. Thanks, Bruce Willis. Not a lot of sports going on right now. Basically, you got NFL football, you got golf, some minor tennis action.
Yeah.
That's about it, which means non-sports sports are going to be on TV a lot. And I, for one, love it. I love non-sports sports, like the fringe sports, the obscure sports.
Not mainstream sports.
Stuff like bowling, stuff like the Lumberjack Challenge, and stuff like the Strongman Challenge.
That's what I was going to say. I love strongman competitions.
The strongman competition, the part where they have like the giant balls, like the cement
so many
balls,
different things they do.
And like they're throwing logs in the air and full kegs of beer. Like,
you know what else I watched for an unnatural amount of time? Like, I never really watched those type of things.
Yeah.
A CrossFit competition.
Yeah, I can't get behind those.
It was just unbelievable, to see the athletic ability of these people. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I just can't take like the post-game interviews when it comes to CrossFit.
Oh, I didn't watch
CrossFit.
That. I was just watching the actual like relay portion.
So braggy, those CrossFit people. Just like, shirt off, 19-pack. Yeah, what's up? I'm awesome. It's like, okay, we get it, man. We get it. Again, there are a lot of non-sports sports out there, but the best one to watch on TV, and I think it's even better than the Strongman and Lumberjack challenges, darts.
Darts
you might
is good.
Be thinking, why would I ever watch darts? I'd rather watch poker. No. First of all, poker's actually not that bad to watch on TV either. But darts is awesome, not for the actual darts itself, but for everything else. The crowd.
The crowd is amazing.
Everyone is just 10 out of 10 Mr. Leahy drunk. Like, just awesome. Just yelling and yeah, woo!
And to just give you a picture, if you've never seen darts on TV, it looks like it's being held at, like, Sasktel Center.
Yeah.
Huge arena, tons of people, with this little stage at the end where the darts are happening. Everybody in the audience is just having the best time. They're dressed up in costumes.
It's great.
They're chanting. They've got signs. It's hilarious.
But the best part is the announcer. There's a guy sitting right by the dartboard, and his job is to quickly do the math and announce what the dart player got for a score. Now, when you hit 180, which is like the maximum you can get in darts, these announcers lose their dang mind.
First one comes from Gary with just one R.
Great name, by the way.
You love the name Gary.
There needs to be more Garys. If you are expecting a child soon, name it Gary. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. The world needs more Garys.
You could, if it was a girl, G-A-R-R-I-E. Just to be different.
No.
Anyway, let's get back to the point here. Queen, another one bites the dust. Gary hears, I'm not adopted.
Not adopted!
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for telling us. What's really interesting here is this is one of those lyrics where we can't actually find. It's not in the like the notes or anything like that. We had a video that shows the lyrics.
Yeah.
And according to this video, the actual lyrics there are, "Bite the dust, yeah."
Not adopted!
And I have to strongly disagree with that.
There is no S in there.
Nope.
Not adopted!
That's not adopted. Moving on. This one's from 9-year-old Andy. Huge fan of the show.
Long-time listener.
Four Known Blondes, what's up? This is very inappropriate for a 9-year-old. Andy hears, 25 beers and my laugh is steel.
Whoa, wow.
25 beers and...
My laugh would be jello.
Laugh steel. Steel. If I had a nickel. The actual lyrics, 25 years and my life is still.
25 years and my life is
steel. Aggressive way to start a song, hey? 25 beers.
Yeah, get right to it. This is a fun one. Caitlin sent this one in. I love it. Madonna, La Isla Bonita. I don't think it's, I mean, we may not play it, but it's so good that we have to mention it.
Yeah.
She hears, last night I dreamt of some bagel.
Last night I dreamt of some bagel.
Apparently Madonna is on keto. She's not allowed the carbs. Dreaming of bagels.
And she doesn't know her plurals either.
No.
Just some bagel. The actual lyrics, last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
Last night.
Spooky. Saskatoon actually has haunted places. I think a lot of times we maybe don't think of it that often. When you think of haunted things, a lot of times you think of old. I think of England when I think of like haunted places or maybe like parts of the U.S. But Saskatoon does have its own haunted places. There's a guy here, Jeremy Miller. He came up with 50 of Saskatoon's most haunted places. He also has one for Regina. But he's got a Facebook page called Off Grid Saskatchewan Getaways. If you check that out, it's going to link you to his Haunted Saskatoon tour. You can download a map and kind of take your own self-guided tour. And he's got a few of them listed here. And I have to say, like, I've never heard of some of these before.
Well, everyone's heard because of the Besborough one.
Well, the Besborough one, the Mar residence, which is the oldest residence in the city.
Yeah.
One of the oldest ones. Lots of stories about that one.
You're forgetting about the very high diving board at Harry Bailey.
Oh, of course.
But don't ask the lifeguards because they're not allowed to talk about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's another one too, the Nutana Pioneer Cemetery, where I'm not sure a lot of people know about it. It's right at the end of Ruth and St. Henry.
Yep.
I used to live right across the street from there.
Spooky.
Didn't know about it until I moved in. I looked out one day. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's a cemetery. Great. Very creepy place. And apparently, if you go there at night, walk across the street, when it's dark out, the street lights are on. And if you look at your shadow, every time you walk across the street and look down, your shadow will have a tail no matter where you move, back or forth. The tail is there. They call it the Devil's Tail Crossing.
What? I had no idea this was a thing.
Me neither. There's a place, apparently other places, the Evergreen Field Walker, the Black Alley, the James Anderson Park Peeper. Like, I really want to do this because I have a couple of girlfriends who are absolutely obsessed with ghost stories.
Yeah.
And like I said, I had no idea we had so many creepy locations here.
There's another one that might not be on this list. This is more of an east side thing. So
is
if you're
your
a
basement?
West sider, no, it's not my basement. That's also kind of creepy, though. On Lakeview Pond. In Lakeview Park, there used to be like a little place you can get ready, like put your skates on and stuff, because in the winter, the pond freezes over, turns into a skating rink. There used to be a little chalet hut thing there where you used to get ready. Eventually, it just became a place where teenagers smoke pot all the time.
Of course.
So they had to tear it down. Rumor is the ghosts of those stoner teenagers still haunt Lakeview Pond to this day. Oh, I just completely made it up. But that little shack that was right by Lakeview Pond was the creepiest shack of all time.
the curfew that's been implemented for Saskatoon nightclubs because there have been a lot of COVID cases connected to outbreaks at nightclubs. The provincial government was like, look, that's enough. We're implementing restrictions for nightclubs specifically. One of those being a curfew. Nightclubs need to close as of 11 p.m. The other one is the consumption of alcohol needs to stop at 10 p.m. So I think those are pretty significant restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of people, like even you and I, were saying like nightclub bar, what's the difference? What is the actual definition of a nightclub?
Yeah.
Would you like to know how the provincial government describes a nightclub?
Yes, I would.
Because it's hilarious. An establishment at which the main activities are selling liquor and providing music to which patrons can dance.
Based on that sentence, my basement is a nightclub, so that's awesome.
I know, it's very governmental, mm-hmm. The description. So basically, anything with a dance floor is prohibited. Dance floors have kind of already been prohibited with the previous health order because of COVID, but this isn't going to affect a pub. It's not going to affect a lounge, restaurant, places that, you know, make liquor and have tasting rooms, that sort of thing. Those ones are still okay. It's just basically places where you go to dance.
There are a few pubs in Saskatoon that have a dance floor, though.
Right.
I grew up in Lakeview, which means when I turned 19, I went to Whiskey Jack's. Whiskey Jack's
as you did.
Is a pub that they do karaoke, they have a dance floor. It's like a pub/nightclub. What about those places? You can still do the pub stuff, but just maybe not the dance floor stuff? They just shut down?
No, the previous health order restricted the dance floor. So if it's a pub that happens to have a dance floor, you can still be a pub, you just can't dance.
Just tape it off kind of thing, okay?
Yeah, and a lot of people have been putting furniture over the dance floor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's a good idea, by the way. Putting chairs on the dance floor to discourage people from dancing. Good idea.
Because you know what? After you've had one or two drinks, maybe the urge hits you and you're just like, I need to dance.
It's funny, though, because my mom's definition of a nightclub is so much different than other people's definition of a nightclub. Like, to my mom, Boston Pizza is a nightclub.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah. When I'm in a dancing mood.
That's where I go.
I'm going to BP's.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.